Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains Media, join DJ Jordan and Thomas for your commute on the Drive Home Show every Wednesday at 4 p.m.
It is now time for the Drive Home Show with DJ Jordan and Thomas, taking you home on your commute right till 5 p.m. We've got all the news and the latest events, what's happening around the local area, and of course right at the end of the show we'll do your local weather of how we're shaping for the rest of the week and the weekend.
Kia ora, hello and welcome. This is The Drive Home Show on Plains Media. We're streaming live online at plains.org.nz. Hello to all my friends and families right around the world. We hope you're doing well. We hope everybody's had a great week and a great King's Birthday weekend. It was a long weekend last weekend. We hope everybody enjoyed Monday off. Hello, Jordan. How's things with you today?
Yes, I'm doing well today. And, it's crazy. The year is going quick already. We're already the third day into June, halfway in, and it's also the beginning of winter, which doesn't really feel like winter at the moment. It's actually quite nice.
Yeah, it's been a bit cooler and it's been a bit wet today, but it's not too bad outside at the moment. Looking forward to seeing what's going to be happening this week and see if the Crusaders are going to win, because the Crusaders played last weekend in Christchurch and we won our game at the 1NZ Stadium, so that was really good to see. I went along to that game. I thought it was very fantastic, really cool. The only criticism I did like in the stadium, I did like it, they had fireworks, great for half-time entertainment, but they didn't think of how there's the smoke going to ventilate out of the stadium. Typically, stadiums open, great, yeah, gone. But this time, it was closed in, had the fans going. Even when there was the cameras on them, you could hardly see on the pitch. Can you agree, Jordan? What do you think about that fireworks in the stadium on Friday? Do you think it was kind of a bad mistake?
Yeah, well, they thought that would work out all right, but obviously not, because there's hardly any airflow going through, and I'm guessing they had all the fans trying to push around, but there's nowhere where to go. So the roof is covered, and so it can't evaporate onto to the air. So I think they'll learn from that, and hopefully they probably won't be able to do that again in an indoor stadium like that.
Yeah, definitely. And they should have asked some other companies right around the world if anybody's done it, like Dunedin Stadium. Have they done fireworks in there that go successful? You know, or even just do a test patch. Okay, I know fireworks are expensive, but it would have been quite cool to see if they tested one. Okay, yep, all good. But it was really good to go to the game. Went to Richmond Wickham's Club on the weekend to a show called Girl Power. It was really good. And also, went to Diamond Harbour. If you haven't been to Diamond Harbour in a while, I highly recommend checking it out. It's really good going to Diamond Harbour on the ferry from Littleton. It was really fun. I really did enjoy it. It's such a great boat ride. It's about 10 to 15 minute ride on the Diamond Harbour ferry, which is really good. So it is a great one to go on. If you are using your standard Metro card, it is $5 to get on the ferry. If you are youth, you have $4.50. Total mobility, $4. And total community services are $2.50. If you are going to use Motto Move, you can do it as well. Access the same fares as well. So, really cool to come over to Diamond Harbour. I went there on the weekend. I thought it was fantastic. Did a lot of walks. It was great. Do you like Diamond Harbour, Jordan? You've been there many times, haven't you?
Yeah, Diamond Harbour's a beautiful place to go and explore and get away from the city and just head across the other side of the harbour. It's just really nice to get away and go over the water. It's really nice and calm and relaxing as well.
Yeah, lots of things have been happening here, which has been great. So, yeah, that's awesome. But no, we're going to be talking about a few other things today in the show. We're going to be talking about a new rideshare partner here in Christchurch and things. So we'll be talking about that very soon. It's a competitor to Uber. But no, it's good to be here. We hope you're enjoying the fresh month, the fresh start of a new month, June. And I can't believe it's going pretty smooth so far. Alrighty, first up here on the show, we're going to go into the music and we're going to see some songs through to the song show. Our first song for today is Sting, Fields of Gold, Sting. This is Plains Media.
as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of Bali? We'll forget the sun in his jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. West wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of Bali. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. But I swear still left you walking fields of gold. You walking fields of gold.
Media. Streaming live wherever you are. Planes.org.nz.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
and welcome back to the Drive Home Show on Plains Media, streaming live online at plains.org.nz. We hope you've been enjoying the music today. That was Chicago, If You Leave Me Alone, 1976. Really good song. Really did enjoy that, so it's really good. Alright, next up here on the show, we're going to go into your local news, what's been happening in our local communities and in our region. Let's take it away with the Drive Home News Time. It's the Drive Home Show on Plains Media, keeping you company on your journey with the latest updates, traffic, weather, and the stories shaping our community. Stay informed and stay entertained. This is the Drive Home Show News Time.
Rightio, time for the news. Right, on next Wednesday, the 10th of June, is the Blind Low Vision NZ Total Mobility Day of Action. So what is happening is that, well, the government continues to make things life harder for people in the vulnerable community, particularly the disabled people. So there's a day of action happening on the 10th of June, where many disabled people and families can all take action to stop the proposed changes to the total mobility scheme, and with the subsidy reduction that's also happening on the 1st of July. So the government are reducing the total mobility subsidy from 75% to 65% and requiring local councils to reduce their maximum fare caps. So what that all means is this means higher taxi costs to disabled people have to pay, and this will affect many people right across New Zealand to be able to independently and get out in the community more easily. And with the cost of living crisis that continues to happen, this is a slam in the teeth for the disabled people out there who have been really struggling quite a lot in recent couple of years when it comes to recent cuts 2 years ago, and it has all been reversed this year. But now they've decided that, well, okay, we reversed some of these cuts that we did 2 years ago. Now we're going to target the total mobility scheme instead, where a lot of people rely on the total mobility scheme. So they're going to be reducing the subsidy from 75 to 65. That's a 10% reduction on the 1st of July. What you can do on that on the 10th of June is that you can send an email to Louise Upston, her email, who's the Minister for Disability Issues, or you can make a phone call to her office and providing your feedback and your concerns of how these cuts will mean to you and how that will affect you during your day-to-day and getting out and about, and whether you've got to choose between going to the supermarket or reducing some types of trips that you might not be able to do going forward because your incomes will be tighter because every dollar counts. So it means you might have to pay an extra few dollars more than what you do currently. So take that note. That is happening on the 10th of June. Check out the Blind Low Vision Blind and Low Vision NZ website for that information. There's some really good information there, not just for blind people and low vision, but it's across the board, across the disability sector that will be affected who rely on that scheme. So get involved, make your voice heard. Every voice counts.
Yeah, every voice does count, especially for that. And it's sad to say that it's going to be going down. Price of everything's going up, so if you pay $10 to go to the shop, it might cost you $15 or $20, depending, you know, because you're not getting that subsidy discount much anymore. But he's hoping it doesn't last too long, and hopefully that the government and people will realise that no one's going to be using it. So he's hoping that they can keep it, but for now, we're just going to have to try and send those emails through of our submissions. In other news, Christchurch City Councillor has suggested tolls for people travelling to Christchurch from Selwyn and Waimakariri if neighbouring councils refuse to merge with the city. Councillor Sam Donaldson says Christchurch ratepayers are funding major infrastructure and facilities, including a new stadium, that are regularly used by residents from the surrounding districts. McDonald argues a merger Greater Christchurch Council, including Christchurch, Selwyn, Waimakariri and a potential environment cannery, would reduce duplication, improve efficiency and strengthen the region's ability to secure government funding. He said tolls were all an example of how Christchurch could recover costs if neighbouring councils chose not to support amalgamation, arguing that the users of city services should contribute more to it directly. However, Linda criticised the idea, saying that a region should focus on working rather than creating barriers between communities. But Donald remains Christchurch residents currently carrying an unfair share of the cost of infrastructure and services to benefit the wider Canterbury region, and says now is the right time to consider a coordinated approach to manage future growth. So have a toll bridge, something like that. Yeah, I can kind of get that reason why, because they use our services, it costs money and stuff, especially the new stadium, new thing. So that could work or amalgamate together, but definitely is something to consider, that's for sure.
And an update from the Christchurch City Council today, that Christchurch and Banks Peninsula have many amazing spots for freedom camping, but the rules for self-contained vehicles are changing, so make sure you don't get caught out. So after the Sunday, the 7th of June, all vehicles used for freedom camping in New Zealand must have a certificate of self-containment and display a green warrant card in the front windscreen. The new requirements mean freedom camping will only be allowed in certified vehicles, that they have a permanently fixed toilet and meet requirements relating to water supply, wastewater, ventilation and rubbish storage. You can check out all the full details on newsline.ccc.gabt.nz. There's some useful information about these new changes coming into place.
Yeah, you better make sure you follow these regulations and rules and stuff, because if you don't do that, you can get into trouble for that. So do check that out. So yeah, and in other news, we do have some interesting news in Christchurch and regarding a new service that we do have in Christchurch. And can you guess what that is? It's not Uber. We've got Uber here already. It's really cool. It is called Didi. It's spelled D-I-D-I. Are you paying too much for rides? Well, try Didi and save. With the cost of living rising, every dollar counts. This is why more people are switching to Didi for affordable, reliable rides around town. They're new to Christchurch and New Zealand. Easy to use app, friendly professional drivers, competitive fares that can be lower than other ride services out there. I've compared against Uber, and it's been a few dollars cheaper, which has been really cool. Great for commuting, airport trips, night outs, and everyday travel. New to DD, we'll get involved today. You can download the app on your App Store or Android phone, Google Play. Get started today and enjoy. If you use the special promo code that I mentioned here on the show, you'll get a discount. The promo code 70, that's 70CHCH, that's 70CHCH for a discount on eligible rides. And if you head to tinyurl.com/NZDDTaxi, that's tinyurl.com/NZDIDITaxi, you will get an extra $15 thanks to the Drive Home Show on your next show. Compare your next ride, see how much you could save with DD. And since DD have been operating, Uber has noticed a bit of a hit on their system and have been coming back a bit with some promo discounts, but not able to 100% match DD. So want to try something new, check out DD, that's tinyurl.com/NZDIDITaxi for all the fun, and 70CHCH. For a discount in the app. So get it today, enjoy. I've ridden it about 5 times so far. I think it's professional, awesome and amazing.
And also, the country's diesel stocks have dropped to their lowest levels since the conflict in the Middle East escalated, though new data excludes extra reserves bound for New Zealand. The latest Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment update published this afternoon and accurate as at 11:59 p.m. on the May the 31st, put in country and on water diesel at 40.3 days supply, below the previous record low of 41.3 days from late April. Petrol stocks were recorded at 55.6 days cover, and jet fuel at 54.6 days, both down on the previous reading of 58.1 days and 57.8 days, respectively.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear that. And residents of Pegasus are mourning mounting a major campaign to save the golf course after developer Wolfbrook purchased a 77-hectare, signalled plans to seek fast-track approval for house development. More than 450 people attended a packed public meeting with another 100 listening outside as community leaders, politicians and residents voiced concerns about the future of the course and potential use of the fast-track process. Dan Gordon told the meeting that the council did not meet additional housing capacity beyond what is already planned and announced efforts to build a consortium of council investors and community partners to buy the golf course back from Wolfbrook. The community fears the development could override local planning rules, place further pressure on schools, healthcare, water infrastructure and undermine the original version of Pegasus as a master plan town with extensive green space. Pegasus residents Matt James had a petition opposing the proposal has already attracted more than 5,000 signatures. Support have also came from Matt Doosley, who said he opposes both the project and the use of the Fast Track Act in this case, arguing the legislation should not be used to bypass significant local concerns. Wolfbrook have declined public comment while discussions with stakeholders continue. The golf course purchased through a mortgage e-sale under the previous owner went into liquidation and is considered a key community asset and one of the last remaining features of Pegasus' original resort-style vision. Residents hope a council-led buyback can preserve it for future generations. I played at Pegasus Golf Course. Fantastic, great course. Really recommend you playing it. But it looks like it's going to be gone. But if you can, let's try and save that golf course and our community, because it's the right, not going about it the right way.
Yeah, and also there's some good, reasonably good news-ish today coming from the government that they are pushing ahead with solar panels on schools to try and ease the pressure of high energy cost. It comes as budget documents confirm a scheme that helped fund solar panels and other climate resilient infrastructure will not continue the past year. So they're looking at a $30 million fund that's going to be put forward to this, has been set up to put solar panels on 500 schools across New Zealand. The Energy and Education's Minister announced this in Christchurch today. She was saying, every modelling by energy efficiency and conservation shows that solar panels are estimated to pay for themselves within 5 to 7 years. Solar panels is definitely a way to go, helping with reducing the energy cost. Yeah, we've got to think smart. You know, if the sun is free, right? So if you've got an area that has plenty of sun per year, we should be taking advantage where we can. And also making it easy for people to access solar panels if they wish to have it as well. Whether that's some sort of rebate. I know Australia is really big on solar panels, which just about every house has one over there nowadays, just because it's, they do get a lot of sunshine in Australia. But there are parts of New Zealand where you could really execute and really use that energy-saving tool in place.
Yeah, it's really cool to hear. And in other news, we've seen that we have got a launch of across Christchurch now of a neighbour. We do have Hyperfibre, and that's really cool. It's good to see that Christchurch business now can access Hyperfibre across most of the neighbourable fibre. We're offering internet speed up to 8 gigabytes per second. It was initially launched in the CBD in 2021, with Neighbour describing it as the first stage of the citywide rollout. What do you think of that, Jordan? Hyperfibre in Christchurch?
Yeah, it's a long time coming. They've had it in the four Avs and inside the city central for the last probably 5 years, but not across the wider Christchurch area and the Selwyn and Waimate area. So they finally launched it finally yesterday. Which I know Chorus has had it for a very long time, and ENA was a bit slow, but being a smaller company and also owned by the council. But it's good news for people who really use high data usage, particularly for really high using gamers out there, developers, large files, moving large files around, and also really big businesses as well will take full advantage of using this really good technology.
Yeah, and it's just really cool. And I looked at this my address just recently also as well, and I'm eligible for hyperfibers, but you know, if I wanted it. It's really good to see. High fiber offers significantly faster speeds than standard fiber, making it ideal for online gaming, 4K streaming, content creation, large file transfers, smart homes, busy households with multiple connected devices. Businesses is designed to improve cloud computing, video conferencing, VPN access, data backups, and other critical online applications while providing extra capacity for future growth. Residents can check it whether they know HyperFiber was available at the address to the Enable Networks website at enable.net.nz, and then they can contact the internet provider to order the service. Some customers may need to upgrade their broadband equipment to take advantage of the faster speeds. So, like, for example, you might need a new modem and you might need a new ONT system. To roll out as a part of ongoing investment in digital infrastructure, helping future-proof homes and businesses in demand as the internet grows. So I think that's really good to have, and if you are going to get that, do realise it's going to cost you a bit more, but it's going to be interesting to see. Isn't that right, Jordan?
Yeah, it's really awesome. The difference between the normal fibre plans that a lot of people will have in their homes today, hyperfibre is a bit more different, where the download and the upload speeds are very much the same, whereas the traditional fibre network would be a lot more difference in between the download and upload, where the upload's a lot lower than the download, but with hyperfibre, they're all very much the same.
Yeah, and it's really good to see that. So, but no, it's really good. Hopefully I'll get it one day, but it's a bit of out of my price range at the moment, because not the richest person in the world. And we do see that there was a head-on crash involving an Auckland bus, but it slows traffic. We do have rugby on the weekend. Go Crusaders. We must win this one again. So if you haven't already, know about it. The One NZ Stadium will be hosting the Crusaders this Saturday at 4:30 p.m. So do check that out on TV. It's going to be extra good. And I hear that you're going to the rugby there, Jordan.
Yeah, I'm heading to the rugby this weekend. It'll be my first game in probably quite a wee while, actually. I haven't been to a live rugby game in ages, and so it'll be a good experience going to the new stadium. I managed to get a ticket before it sold out, because I did hear on Tuesday the tickets were sold out just within 20 minutes. I know, right? 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes, and some people were on the... I had a free message to me, said, "Oh, Thomas, you got access to the pre-sales? Blah, blah, blah." I said, "I don't have access to them." He said, "Oh, damn, I want to get tickets for the rugby." And then I spoke to a friend of mine. He was trying to get 4 tickets to the game on Saturday, and he tried and tried. He managed to get them, but every time he was about to click the button to pay, it was just snatched out of his hand, and he was just going and going and going, and eventually got them, but it was not so good. And he said, "I think they get the best seats they wanted," but he tried his best. Finally in the news today, the All Whites have suffered their heaviest defeat in 9 years, going down 4-0 to Haiti National Football Team in Florida in their first warm-up match against the head of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The loss just comes 13 days before New Zealand's tournament opener against Iran National Football Team, with Haiti scoring once in the first half and adding 3 more goals after the break. Coach Darren described the result as a harsh lesson, saying his side lacked quality in key moments and were punished by a clinical team. Captain Chris was equally disappointed, saying the performance was not good enough and that the team had plenty of work to do before the World Cup begins. Defeat is New Zealand's worst since a 4-0 loss against Portugal in the 2017 Confederations Cup, and raising concerns ahead of an even tougher challenge against this week's England national football team. The only positive for the All Whites was they emerged from the match without any injuries, and they continued with preparations for the first World Cup appearance since 2010. So again, if you're interested in the World Cup, do check out TVNZ on demand. In New Zealand, they'll be having it for about $50 per person for that, which is really cool. Not sure if there's any restrictions on that, if you how many TVs you can watch it on at the same time. There might be a term and condition on that, but do check it out though if you're interested in that. And that is the news for today here on the Drive Home Show. And next up, we're going to go into some more music. We're going to play Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. This is Stanley Dan on Plains Media.
guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Sun. darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul, and a cross of gold. Didn't give you quite enough information. You didn't count on me when you were counting on your rosary. Oh, 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 and they say there's a heaven for those who will wait. And some say it's better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
That was Billy Joe, Only the Good Die Young. This is the Drive Home Show on Plains Media. Next up, we're talking about your local events, what's happening in Christchurch this weekend, and what's up here in our local community.
Find out what's on in Otatahi with the Drive Home Show.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh, what's that mean? That means it's Donut Day. It's going to be so much fun. Donut Week is coming up, which is really cool. International Donut Day, I'm looking forward to that, which will be really cool. It's going to be yummy. It is giving away 5,000 donuts at the Original Foods Co. in the Donut Destination, 8 Stark Drive, Wickram. Wickram. National Donut Day is on Friday, the 5th of June. And you're giving a whole lot of donuts. You're giving away, we're giving a free donut to the first 5,000 donut lovers who come and see us on Donut Day. We're coming along to our site on retail and CAF, and get from 7:30 to get your hand on a free donut. We also have a delicious Donut Day boxes available for purchase online. One donut per person while stocks last. So there you go. If you're a business, you can't just grab 10 and give it to your work colleagues. It has to be 10 different people or one per person. So there you go. International Donut Day is this Friday, 5th of June, from 7:30 at 8 Stark Drive, Wickram. Get involved. National Donut Day. They're going to go like hot potatoes.
And this weekend, starting from Friday, is the Super Rugby quarterfinals. Starting with the first game on Friday night at kickoff just after 7 p.m. is the Hurricanes against the Brumbies. Hurricanes have definitely been one of the far better teams this year. And so they'll be playing with the home advantage in Wellington. I'd say the Hurricanes will win that, no problems at all. And then you've also got the Crusaders and the Blues here in Christchurch on Saturday afternoon, 4:35 p.m. And then on the last game of the quarterfinals on Saturday evening is the Chiefs against the Reds. That's around about 7 p.m. kickoff as well. So we've got some really good Super Rugby quarterfinals this week. Plenty of big clashes in there to keep an eye on.
Yeah, that is so awesome. And we do have Brighton's Got Talent. That's right, Brighton's Got Talent by the Bridge South Kent, Brighton. 51 Bridge Street, Christchurch, from Saturday, which is really cool, from 4:30 p.m. Brighton's Got Talent, community talent show, backed by popular demand. Join us for another fantastic evening of local talent as Brighton Got Talent returns to the stage. This fun, family-friendly showcases celebrates our community, budding performers from singers and dancers, comedians, musicians, and everything in between. Whether you're stepping into the spotlight or cheering from the crowd, it is set to be an entertaining night for all ages. Keen to perform? Entry is completely free for performers. Love to see what you got. Email events at bridgehub.org.nz to get your register at. Tickets are $5 per person, $10 per family. You can accept cash or EFTPOS on the night. What to bring? Bring a plate of kai, food to share, and your own refreshments along with your friends and whānau. Support local talent and enjoy a night out in the community. So that's Brighton Got Talent Community Talent Show, 51 Bridge Street, Christchurch, this Saturday, 4:30 p.m. How awesome.
And also the Black Caps kick off their tour to England with the free test series. That's beginning tomorrow night at 10 p.m, the first ball. So there'll be a free test series against England over there. It could also be one of the greats, Kane Williamson, who's been a very well-known Black Cap for a long time and has played very great times in the test arena over the years. And it could well be his last tour to Lords in England. So all the best to Kane Williamson. He's been a great asset to the New Zealand cricket, and hopefully he'll get some good runs while he's over there, potentially on his last tour to England.
Yeah, that's awesome. And this Saturday, live at the Two Thumbs, Manchester, is our friends at the Tube Brewing, The Mule. Really cool show. They start from about 6 o'clock and go into 2100. Get involved, get involved, get involved. Great food, great beer, great venue. We're on early. Bar closes at 10 p.m. So if you're interested in checking out The Mule Band, they're very cool. Over 8 people, you can get involved in that at the brewery in Manchester. So that's really cool.
And the FIFA World Cup is coming up as well, 2026. That's beginning from the 11th of June right through to the 19th of July. So the FIFA World Cup is coming up. And no doubt, like, over the years, New Zealand haven't really been the top of there. But it wasn't a good start in one of the warm-ups of the All Whites losing by 4-0. So hopefully we can do better when it comes to the actual games. Not a good start.
Yeah, and we do want to say a big congratulations to Canterbury Rugby, who just launched their new brand. And we can't wait to see the NPC and FPC action at the 1NZ Stadium from August the 1st. Let's pack the stands back red and black this year. Tickets for all five games, including FPC double header on the 26th, are on sale now. For more details, head to Ticketmaster. Canterbury Rugby for tickets. It's going to be really cool. That's the 2026 tickets are on sale now. You'll see is waiting at home for the Canterbury Rugby NPC tickets in action. And I think they're from about $60. Not 100% sure, but that's what I heard someone saying yesterday. So get involved if you're interested in supporting Canterbury Rugby at the 1NZ Stadium.
Yeah, NPC, that's beginning in August, I think it is. So
yeah, the 1st of August, so that'd be really cool. So it's going to be packed. And then what? In the 1NZ Stadium, encouraging people to sell it out and have fun, which would be really cool. Alrighty, well, that is our events for today. We hope that you enjoyed that. If you ever have an event and want us to share it on the radio, feel free to share it with us. Next up, we're going to go into another song before we head into your local weather with DJ Jordan. Lady Gaga, Die With A Smile, Die With A Smile. This is Plains Media.
Just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where
That with Lady Gaga, Die With A Smile. This is Plains Media, streaming live online at plains.org.nz. It's always a pleasure to be here, bringing you the latest news, updates, events and music to you every week. It's always fun. But next up here in the Drive Home Show, to take you to the top of the hour pretty much, is our final thing. Is going to be the news with DJ Jordan. So let's take it away now here on the Drive Home Show. You'll be learning if it's going to be raining, wet or cold over the weekends, all here on the Drive Home Show. Let's take it away.
It is now time for your weather forecast of how we're looking for the rest of this week. Well, look, you know, what we just had in May has been very, very dry. It was actually a record dry month for Christchurch, only recording just over 5 millimetres in the month of May, which is an all-time record that we can think of going back in the record books. So that's comparing to last May, which was roughly about 76 millimetres. So this month, what we've seen in May, was much, much drier. I'm actually starting to having to water my lawn, which is crazy to think that, beginning that we are now in June, and we've hardly had any rain at all. Only a very spit of rain last night, but not enough to dampen the ground. But looking into your first day, it's really much the same as kind of like today, partly cloudy skies. Very light risk of a little drizzle in the morning, but otherwise a dry day ahead. With those northeasterly winds, mostly light, we expect temperatures to be around 18 degrees as your top for your first day, and a mild night around 11 degrees. Looking into your Friday, looking like a clearer day with some sunnier skies, with those northeasterlies dying out in the afternoon. Looking pleasant, temperatures looking on your 5th of June, around 20 degrees. And a low of 8. Looking into your weekend, Saturday looks to be mostly cloudy though, with a chance of a shower from later on in the day with those southwesterly breeze coming in. So we expect Saturday to be a little bit more on the cooler side, around about 13 degrees as your high, and a low of 3. And looking into your Sunday, mostly fine day, partly cloudy skies, those northerlies, and expect temperatures to be around 14 degrees, which is your high on your Sunday, and a minimum down to around 2 degrees. So the forecast is very much like kind of still in the middle between either wants to be in the winter time or still in the autumn pattern. So it's not quite feeling like a winter at the moment, but definitely dry. Definitely consider if you can water your lawn at the moment. It is just that's just the beginning of where things could lead later into this year, which is a lot of talk online where they could see a potentially quite a dry period for much of the rest of this year, particularly on the east coast of the South Island and the east coast of the North Island, and it will be more wetter on the west coast of both islands. So we could see a strong El Nino, which often means that Canterbury in particular sees drier springs and summers, and also Hawke's Bay. So it's not really good news for some, particularly for farmers that will need good rainfalls at times. But if you are on the dry side, it's not very good. But there are some people who are hoping for a dry summer and an actual good summer, which sometimes summer has not been that perfect. But we could probably see quite a bit different story potentially later in the year. So while May was really, really dry, it's just a sign of what's to come.
Yeah, that is really cool. And thank you so much for sharing that, Jordan. Really cool to hear the weather today. So that is the Drive Home Show for today. We hope that you had a great show and enjoyed us here on the radio. Always a pleasure to be here. Follow us on Facebook, the Drive Home Show on Plains Media, and also on Instagram, the Drive Home Show on there. We'll be doing a newsletter in a few weeks' time with some interesting things that's been happening and behind the scenes. But as always, thanks so much for listening to the show, and you can always catch us on demand. Until next time, have a great week and enjoy the weekend. If you're going to go to rugby, good luck on you, and you have fun in Jordan. I would like to hear all your experience of that event next time on the radio. Alrighty, see you guys. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Drive Home Show on Plains Media
with your hosts DJ Jordan and Thomas.
You can find us on Facebook and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and find out more at plains.org.nz, and you can email us on drivehomeshow@hotmail.com.
See you next week at 4 p.m.